Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. A gay Tucson man has been convicted of assault and disorderly conduct for attacking a transsexual Vietnam veteran who testified that her assailant mocked her before the attack. Richard Ray Young was sentenced to 30 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, and 3 years probation for the assault in October 2008 at Tucson Greyhound Park. Judge Pro Tem Richard Madrill of South Tucson Municipal Court also ordered him to take anger management counseling and be assessed for alcohol abuse. The victim, Janie Kay, sustained a cut lip and had two handfuls of hair ripped from her scalp in the incident. Kay testified that she was withdrawing money from an ATM at the dog racing track when Young, whom she'd never met, came up and asked if she was a drag queen. When she said she wasn't, Young delivered an expletive-laced anti-gay slur and tore her hair out. While waiting for police to arrive, Young broke away from security staffers who were restraining him and struck her in the face. Sergeant Sean Masters, a South Tucson police officer, testified that Young seemed highly intoxicated that night. The defendant reeked of alcohol, slurred his words, and appeared to have wet his pants. Young, who was gay, said he may have made a remark to Kay about his own sexuality, which she misinterpreted. Young said that he is a supporter of local groups such as Wingspan and that he would not target someone over gender issues. As he testified, a Wingspan representative sat in the courtroom supporting Kay, who served 2 tours in Vietnam and has post-traumatic stress disorder. Allison Davison of the Southern Arizona Gender Alliance, which is part of Wingspan, said after the trial that it saddened her to see a gay man convicted of attacking a transgendered woman. And the Phoenix New Times reports that Roberta Dill, who has lain lawless, is an author of lesbian internet fan fiction featuring TV star Lucy Lawless of Xena fame, has co-founded a support website for murder defendant Shauna Ford, the militia woman accused to have murdered a 9-year-old Latina girl and her father in Arivaca, Arizona, during a home invasion robbery gone bad this spring. Dill was quoted by the Arizona Daily Star as saying, "I'm tired of women getting screwed over by men in this movement. Nobody in the Minuteman movement except for me is willing to talk to her." The site features a vigorous defense of Ford, the founder of the self-styled Minuteman American Defense Militia Group, who will face the death penalty if she is convicted. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.